Thanks for being with us on Turnbuckle Trash. We're going to travel, well, not the world, not even the entire United States. We're going to travel around today. We'll be in Utah. We'll be in Florida. We'll be in North Carolina. And up next on Turnbuckle Trash, it's Chris on the mat.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
And now it is time for Chris on the mat here on Turnbuckle Trash.
As usual, it's a beautiful sunny day here in Winston-Salem. The birds are chirping, the cars are going by, and I need help from a doctor. Do we know there's a doctor in the house?
I'm not really a doctor, but I do play one on the radio.
Well, I tell you what, you can change your name from doctor from the doctor on the radio to Dr. Phil, because the WWE is driving me nuts, and I need some psychotherapy.
Oh, well, I'll put on the white jacket. That the arms connect, you know, in the back.
Yeah,
and
there we go.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the world of wrestling entertainment. The WWE, and they had that show that I like to call the Super Letdown, which was one of the worst, if not the worst, pay-per-views I've ever seen. And they followed it up with a pretty good show that I thought was going to bomb, Stomping Ground. Let me get your quick thoughts on the Super Letdown.
The Super Letdown was like a child's nightmare. You don't want to remember it, but you know it's in the back of your mind, and it always comes back to you. It was the biggest debacle show that we've ever seen. We talked about it on the last podcast. The biggest one that we ever talked about was Goldberg, The Undertaker. But like you said, and you said it perfectly, this show was not meant for the United States. This was meant for a Saudi prince. Mm-hmm. And I think Kenny Omega said it best when he tweeted out, "Your hands are stained with blood now. Thank you, WWE, for going over to a place. And we're giving a free show to people that have been, violated with guns." I don't get that.
Yeah.
Okay, you're putting on a free show. That's great. Wonderful, yay. But the WWE just made, it's no telling how much money they made,
right,
over in that country.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a letdown, because you and I said it best, the snacks were the best part. The snacks were the best part of the whole thing.
It was. And by the way, the All Elite show that is going to be taking place this weekend is going to be free. And you can see that on the Bleacher Report Live. I think they have an app. Ooh. If you want to check that out. That will be available for people to see. Cody Rhodes and Dustin are going to be teaming up against the Young Bucks in a tag team match. And mm-hmm. They're also going to have Allie. Remember Allie from the old Impact days? She's taking on Brandi Rhodes. And there's other really good matches for that. And it is for a good cause. People that have been injured due to gun violence. But let's get back to that WWE show. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want your honest opinion, okay?
Okay, sure.
On the Stomping Ground, I enjoyed Stomping Ground. I did. I mean, there were some things about it that were kind of like, eh. But overall, I really thought it was the best pay-per-view for the main roster of this year, if not the best, one of the best. It just had a lot of elements that I really enjoyed. But the crowd at times was brutal. Doing the "this is boring" chants. They were "this is stupid" chants. They were shouting CM Punk. They were, you name it, everything that they were shouting. So my question is, did the crowd come in loaded for bear, wanting to express their disapproval of what was going on with the WWE, or was that the show was disappointing to them? So what do you think?
The WWE Universe saying, we have had enough of the same matches over and over and over.
And let's add a couple of overs there. Over.
Yes, and because over. It's the truth. How many times can you watch Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre?
Right.
How many times can you see Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin?
Right.
How many times can you see R-Truth lose the 24/7 title? But how many times do we have to see the same matches? Okay, the fans said it best. CM Punk and this is boring. There wasn't too many people there.
No, there wasn't.
They had to put up tarps. People were taking pictures of them doing this, putting it on the internet. Vince McMahon, open your eyes. Your company is falling apart, and you're the one doing it. You're the one. As someone once said, I blame you, Vince.
I think that was me, wasn't it?
That was you that went on that wonderful rant that I love it every second. I can still hear it. I blame you. So, yes, I mean, you're the one that let Brock Lesnar win Money in the Bank.
You got to get that right. You got to the right, Mr. Boring in the Bank. Yeah.
Boring in the Bank, yes, Brock Lesnar. But you're the one that's letting SmackDown ratings plummet. You're the one that's letting Raw ratings plummet. And the fans don't want to see this stuff anymore. How many times do we have to see these matches? How many? I mean, can we have some fresh talent? Can't you find somebody on the independents that could come in? But no, you want to see Baron Corbin and Seth Rollins.
Over and over.
Yes.
Okay, so that brings up an interesting point. Breaking news on this date, which is Thursday, the 27th of June. You had posted it on our Facebook page, and it came directly from the WWE, that the executive directors of SmackDown and also Raw have been appointed. On Raw, it'll be the Advocate, Paul Heyman, and then on SmackDown, I am shocked to say, Eric Bischoff.
You know what you should do? Bring in his music, I'm Back, and I'm Better Than Ever. Who cares?
I think it should be Back in the Saddle Again by Aerosmith.
Yeah, basically, yeah. That's true. Well, he'll have to use that Just for Men to get all that gray out of his hair like he always did.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, that's nor here nor there. I'm not surprised. This is not a shock. They're desperate. Raw's ratings are at the third lowest they have ever been. SmackDown has dwindled down to basically their ratings are plummeting. Fox Network is wanting a lot of changes. Fox is not happy.
No, they're not.
They're not happy at all. I mean, some of the changes. Now, I know that this is going to be political, and I'm sorry, but one thing that I read that I know is a bunch of horse manure, they wanted the president to show up on SmackDown. Okay, like that's going to happen.
I don't think Mr. Trump has enough time. Although, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if he didn't show up as a personal favor to Vince. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't think it'll happen, though.
No, it'll never happen. But, I mean, they want Fox wants The Undertaker. They want John Cena. They want things different. But it all goes through Vince, and is Vince going to do it? No. No, Vince would rather lose $2 to $4 million than to give the fans what they want. No, go ahead. What the heck?
Okay.
I've already got your money. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
The question is...
Yes, sir.
The move that was made today, bringing in Paul Heyman for Raw and Eric Bischoff for SmackDown, is that their answer right now to... maybe give them more autonomous control to work on the programs, because they're both really good minds for professional wrestling. I mean, Paul Heyman's a brilliant mind for pro wrestling. You got to admit that.
Yes, he is.
Will Vince take enough a back seat enough to let them fail so they can succeed?
That's a double-edged sword. Again, I don't really know, because let's face it, if Paul Heyman is running SmackDown,
Paul Heyman's going to run Raw.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Raw. Okay. Paul Heyman runs Raw. Okay. If that's happening, do you think he would probably want to try to bring back the edgier side of professional wrestling? Would you think they would allow it? Because he knows what brings in the crowds. He wants something edge. He wants something that'll really bring in the people. Well, everyone always chants ECW. It's hard to understand why they're bringing two people back. They fire you before, now they're bringing you back. How can I miss you if you won't go away? I mean, I don't know if it would or not. What do you think? Do you think it'll work?
Well, you know, I think it all depends, once again, on whether Vincent Kennedy McMahon can suck it up and say, you know, these guys have a track record, and we have such a huge company right now. I mean, you got to admit, WWE is a monster. And maybe Vince will say, okay, I have the absolute final answer because I'm the boss and principal owner, but I'm going to let you guys go for it. I'm going to give you enough of a line to, and like I said before, to possibly fail so they can succeed, because you're going to find out that things will work and things won't work. But will Vince, when he hears about a storyline, will he go, when I'm back in the day? And I think a lot of it, I mean, I'm going to say something. I think a lot of it is his ego.
Yes, it is.
That won't allow a talent, if they fail, to come back and succeed. I was surprised he let Lars Sullivan come back, to be honest with you. But now Lars is out 6 to 8 months with the knee injury.
But who is the highest rating right now the WWE has? Not on any TV right now. On YouTube, who is the most watched right now? On YouTube.
Don't know.
I'll give you the answer. It's called the 24/7 champion.
Oh, that's right. With R-Truth.
He has the most views out of everyone on YouTube right now. Okay, there's your cash cow, because everybody's loving this 24/7 title, which I thought was a debauchery to begin with, but I guess I was wrong, counted that one wrong. But these two guys that are coming in, I don't see it lasting maybe a year. And then Vince will say, it didn't work. You're gone. Go back to managing Brock and Bischoff. Go back to your podcast, because it's not working.
Okay, let's go back to R-Truth, okay?
Okay.
And we'll come back. We'll come back to this subject.
Sure.
R-Truth on YouTube, huge right now. How long can this go on? I mean, there's an old song back in the 70s by a band called Ace called How Long Can This Go On? And that's my big question with this current 24/7 title, or as R-Truth says, the European TV 48/7 title. How long can this go before people get a little tired of it?
Well, I was tired of it after he became a 9-time champion. I was tired of it when they went to that wedding. The wedding is what drew the line for me.
Uh-huh.
It became stupid. Okay, well, that's great.
Well, I'm gonna kind of disagree with you here, okay, Chris?
You got you.
All right. Now, SmackDown this week on SmackDown Live.
Yep.
Miz TV had R-Truth out there, and I'm going to play a little audio cut of the situation with R-Truth and Drake Maverick, the rock star Spud from my from my memory. And what they did was absolutely brilliant comedy, and it was so funny. Now, I'm going to play it right here, okay?
This 48-7 European TV championship ain't no joke, bruh. You heard? I haven't been able to eat, drink, or be merry, if you know what I mean.
Hold on! Hold on! Truth! Winning the 24/7 championship was the biggest moment of my career. And my wedding day was supposed to be the biggest moment of my entire life. And you ruined it! My wife won't talk to me. My wife won't go on our honeymoon with me. My wife, you know, we haven't... We haven't even consummated the marriage!
Fiber is good for that.
What are you talking about?
He said his marriage was constipated.
Consummated! Now listen!
I'm trying to help him out.
Listen.
These people are in Washington.
When that crowd got into it so much,
people are in
and they started shouting constipation.
These people are.
I laughed out loud, not because I have an upset stomach today, but because it was funny.
Yeah, it was.
It was hilarious. So I have no problem with what happened at the Drake Maverick wedding.
Mm-hmm.
What I have a problem with is how long will it be before people are saying, oh, come on, Truth. Oh, come on. Let somebody else have it for a while. You know, I'm wondering if it's already ran its course. I wonder how much longer it would go.
I don't think it's really ran its course. I think that it's like a new car smell. You know, that smell when you go in and you sit down, you can smell that leather, and then about a couple of years, so that's as good as it's going to smell. No, it's going to be, it's going to have dents and scratches. No, it's not going to be the best thing in the world. He's the hottest, he's hot right now, and thanks, he needed this big push. But a conspiracy's coming up that now that, you know, R-Truth is one of the most popular superstar, could a WWE title be in his near future?
I hope so.
I mean, he's held the NWA World Heavyweight title when he was a TNA.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's been a world champion, but who knows? You never know. Maybe old R-Truth will become a world champion, but I don't know how long this 24/7 is going to last. I mean, it's the same people going after it time and time again.
Even an like EC3 sighting. Yeah, he won the belt.
Well... Yeah, but they have really mismanaged EC3.
Oh, have they ever?
They have made him into this chiseled Atlas statue, and now he's this. I mean, that chair shot from Seth Rollins, even my back hurt after that. I mean, but they've made EC3 a joke. That's what he is now. He's a joke.
Yeah, that's true.
Just a plain joke.
As the situation keeps on coming up, you've got Extreme Rules coming up in Philadelphia, the home of Extreme, right? I mean, those fans, if they don't do something between now and July the 14th, those fans will brutalize the wrestlers.
Yes.
They will brutalize them
with
their vocal chants. I mean, they think Tacoma was bad. If they don't do something... to get the crowd behind them, that'll be worth watching just because you want to see how the fans react, won't it?
Well, I mean, Philadelphia is where they booed Santa Claus and they threw snowballs at him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to go in there with a riot shield, but that's neither here nor there. But I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have to shake up the WWE somehow. I don't know how they're going to do it. I can't think of anything to do that would make a good storyline anymore.
Well, they brought back The Undertaker again.
Oh, Lord.
But the crowd went bananas for it, man. They were excited to see The Undertaker.
Yeah, but he messed up that choke slam on Shane.
Well,
when he grabbed him and he picked him up, I guess he let go of him and he looked down and he went, oops.
But it was probably because Shane was pretty slick with sweat. You know, he is the one-man human sweat gland.
Yes, he is, but it was awesome to see. I thought that coast to coast, and then all of a sudden you hear the bong. I went, oh, you got to be kidding me. Really?
Yeah.
And then here, and then all of a sudden the lights come back on, and then Michael Cole acted like he was about to have a blood vessel to burst in his head when he was saying the dead. That's all they said, the dead man. Yes, we know he's the dead man. He's not the ice cream man. He's the dead man. Yes, we know. And then you've got, what's her name going? And
Renee.
Renee needs to get off the microphone.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand it anymore. I kept watching The Undertaker appear, and all I hear is, the dead man. I was like, oh, my God, really? Come on. Is that all you can say? It's okay, though, Renee. You're getting a lot of money from your hubby.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, no. Why do they want... Well, okay.
And now
people love it, I guess. Yes.
And now the things I've been reading online, and you know, when you're talking the internet, the dirt sheets, you know, how much can you really believe? But
yes.
Sometimes they're right on. They're saying mm-hmm. that the Undertaker came back so soon because of the debacle at the Super Letdown.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Now they're saying they're trying to set up a match for WrestleMania with Drew McIntyre. And I cannot get around in my head why they are wasting Drew McIntyre. Now, Drew McIntyre and The Undertaker might become a fantastic match.
No.
But Drew McIntyre needs to be fighting for the championship. He needs a championship belt.
Yeah. I think Drew, if you could tell, when Shane was giving orders to Drew to pick him up and one more Claymore. And you could tell on McIntyre's face that I think he went off script and you could read his lips. And he said something else besides what he, you know. And when he did that Claymore, he just looked at Shane and he just shook his head and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, because he knew who was coming. And he knew he had to do the acting with that big boot to the face. But why waste talent on a man that needs to retire, that doesn't know when to retire? Or he wants to, but Vince won't let him.
Well, that you throw money at somebody and they're going to come take it. I mean, Jerry Lawler still is out there performing. So is superstar Bill Dundee.
And there's another one that Fox wants to bring onto the commentary on SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
They want Jerry Lawler.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I could understand that. I mean, that's who we've heard for all these years is Lawler. And then you see Bill Superstar Dundee doing all that. But Bill is in tremendous shape for being how old he is.
Uh-huh.
But The Undertaker looks like one of the soggy rags after you got done wiping down a desk. He's not built like a brick house anymore. He's what, 50? 55, 56?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I think he's 56.
Well, I did notice that he's walking very stiff now. When he's in the ring, you know, he has to do a quick move to maybe get that big boot. You can just tell that age, you know, is catching up with him a little bit.
He's catching up. Father Time is undefeated.
But if mm-hmm. the crowd still reacts to him, if he's still getting people to just go bananas when that bong goes off, You know, can you blame them? Can you blame them for bringing him back if he still gets that kind of a reaction?
I don't blame him for bringing him back because he puts butts in the seats, and that's great. But, I mean, eventually he's going to have to tell Vince, I can't do this no more. I've got to stop. Somebody please retire me. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the retirement match.
Could be.
And Drew McIntyre is the one that retires The Undertaker. I don't know. I don't know. It's so hard to understand. If you could look into the mind of Vince McMahon.
Oh, please, no. I don't want to do that.
That would be like looking into a Mad magazine about 60 years ago, probably.
A little trifold and everything, yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I think that Vince, the time is up, and you need to go to a home and have some medicine, maybe some prune juice. You can be okay, but this needs to be turned over to somebody that knows the business better than you. But that won't happen. He'll die behind that.
And I'm going to give Vince some credit, okay? I think it was last year, or maybe it was this year, President's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to be in Houston, and President Bush had passed away just the week before. So they're in Texas, and he completely changes the script the day of, and that was a pretty good show. I'm going to give Vince all the credit there, because he was the one that says, no, we've got to do something more positive for President Bush, because President Bush was a wrestling fan and also a friend of Vince McMahon. I thought the show turned out very good, especially when you found out that they had done it specifically just that day to change the script. So I'm going to give Vince a little bit of credit there. But overall, I mean, the product, it's just not there. I don't know who to blame if it's creative. I don't blame the wrestlers. I mean, they're just given the script and the characters to go with, and I don't blame them at all. I got to blame creative and management myself. And right there, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, it's your fault, man.
I think Dean Ambrose put it best when he was on Chris Jericho's podcast. And if you listen to it, you will see what it was like after he knew he was going to leave. And he was given all these scripts about, and he had to change one or two because he just couldn't understand what the heck was going on. It's a bunch of people that are writing scripts that have done this for Days of Our Lives or General Hospital. They don't know wrestling.
That's true.
And then nothing gets past Vince. And if Vince okays it, it's fine to go. But like Dean said, he wanted to change one thing. He wanted to change, I think he said it's something like the pooper scooper.
Yeah.
And it took an act of God to get it changed. Mm. And what did he come out with? The gas mask.
That was so bad.
So that was just listen to that podcast, Turnbuckle Trash. Listen to that, and you can hear the day in the life of a WWE superstar and see how things go and how these scripts are done. And it's fun to listen to because I wouldn't have done what Dean did. I mean, yeah, truckloads of money, sure, but I'm not going to ruin it. No. Say pooper scooper? No.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm slightly in the entertainment business. I'm in the low end of the entertainment business.
Everybody knows that voice.
No. Go ahead. Well, I will say this, that sometimes money isn't everything. I've had the opportunity in my life to work in bigger markets. I've worked in Baton Rouge. I've worked in St. Louis. I've worked in a little bit in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to take jobs in some of the big cities, but I knew I wasn't going to be happy because of having a little creative control for what I do is very important to me. And I'm wondering how many of these wrestlers that are expressing concern are saying, why don't you sit down and talk to us about our character, get our ideas, and maybe together we can come up with a plan. I don't see a plan with what's going on, how to get into storylines and how to get out of storylines. All I see is them continuing storylines over and over again. You've got to have an I told this to a friend of mine one time in the radio business. When you're talking about promotions, you know, giveaways or some kind of, let's just say a story. You've got to sell that beginning. You've got to sell how that is going to happen, how that giveaway on the radio is going to happen. Then you have to go on the radio and make it happen. And then at that end, when you are through, you need that exit strategy to make that storyline, that promotion, over with, to get it finished and make people happy with the finish. And people are so unhappy with the finishes right now because a lot of times they just don't let them finish.
Well, I think that if you really want to get a storyline going right now, why don't we have a tournament? A real live tournament to see who is going to be crowned the new number one contender for the Universal title. How about having a tournament for the Intercontinental title?
Love it.
What about the United States Championship since we have a new United States champion?
Love it.
Why does it have to be the same people? And the last idea I wish they would do, let's combine both the world title and the universal title together. Let's combine the SmackDown champion, tag team champions, the Raw tag team champion, combine them. One champion. That's it. One champion. Whoever is the new champion, whoever wins this tournament, will compete in the next pay-per-view for the new WWE champion. And it's not going to be Brock Lesnar. If I was the general manager, I would come out and say, we're going to have a new tournament. And I will pan pick who I want to be in this tournament. And Brock Lesnar, you will not be in this tournament.
In the bank, not in the tournament. Yes, how about the one-man human sweat gland? Would he be in the tournament?
You know what? They're predicting that Shane will have a shot at the world championship soon.
I'll be out there chanting, "This is stupid."
Yes. No, I don't think I'd put him in there, but I know that I would put Drew McIntyre. Wouldn't have the big dog. He's not going to run this yard.
Yeah.
I want to give it to the people that actually deserve it. I'd even do this. I would call out Finn Balor and say, for you to be in this tournament, I need you to turn over the Intercontinental title. Mm-hmm. Hand me that title and you have a chance at the new WWE champion. And if he turned it over, you know what? That would shake up Raw.
Well, you know, on NXT, they had started an idea like that. They're taking some of their talent that are, you know, behind the scenes of the ones that are still in the training center, but have experience and maybe, they've wrestled other places. And they're doing a little tournament. And at the end of this tournament, that person who wins the tournament will have the opportunity to pick any title in NXT they'd like to go after. I like it. And you know who I saw there today? Remember DJ Zima Ion on Impact Wrestling?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, he's now, they got him a different name now. And he's part of the tournament. And then I'm trying to remember the guy's name now. Trevor, can't remember. Oh, they changed his name too. He's from NXT. He's got a really big beard on him. He's not a huge guy, but he can really move. He was on Impact for a while. He's part of that tournament too. So it's going to take several weeks for them to do this. I like the idea. It gives an opportunity not only to get a title run out of somebody else, but give some of these mid-carders or undercarders a chance to shine and maybe even get a little feud going that they can work off of. Storyline. Hey, a storyline in professional wrestling? Isn't that a unique concept?
And the first person that I'd be going after the Intercontinental title is I'd be knocking on the door of the Firefly Funhouse.
Oh, I love it.
I noticed that everybody was posting on Facebook photos of the dolls that were just popping up when all the wrestlers were around and you could see them. Okay, that's great. So that means...
But how long before he comes in? When is he going to show?
I think he'll show up at the next pay-per-view. And, yeah, he'll show up at the next pay-per-view. He'll either enter the ring at the championship match or he'll interfere in... Because, I mean, his tweet was kind of weird. It's me. It's always been me, and I'm going to finish what I started.
Right.
So that doesn't make any sense. I mean, the only thing I can think of, it's been me. It's always me, and I'm going to finish what I started. The only person I can think of that when he started is with The Undertaker. And this newer, darker version of him, I don't know. Because I like it. I like the way they've done Bray.
Yowie Zowie, yes.
Yeah, Yowie Zowie. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, I even have my, you remember, I put it on Facebook, my Firefly Funhouse t-shirt. And I told my wife this morning I'm planning on wearing that this Saturday because we're having a little yard sale. And I want to see people look at it and go, what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, nobody really knows. I mean, if you're a real good professional wrestling connoisseur, you'll know exactly what that is. It's like a fine wine. You know exactly what that means. But I don't know. I mean, I hope this lasts a long time, but that mask that he wears, I just can't help it. Every time I look at it, I thought, well, here's the Joker.
Yeah, freaky.
Yeah, it's nice. It is. It's a good look for Bray. Hopefully it works out. But... man, the WWE will give you an ulcer and a panic attack all in one day with all the stuff that's going around and with all the news that people want out of their contracts, they want to leave. I don't know.
Hey, I mean, there's one team that we thought was on their way out. We've talked about it a lot. Gallows and Anderson have re-signed for another 3 years.
Jinder Mahal re-signs for another 5 years.
Wow. Now, do you think that the Good Brothers are going to reunite completely with AJ Styles and maybe do a heel turn as the club?
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
I would love it.
I wouldn't mind seeing because the Bullet Club basically is null and void in New Japan. It's like the NWO. I mean, it came and gone, and the Bullet Club has come and gone. Maybe the club will make a comeback, but to have the original club would be Finn Balor. Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that this morning, about Gallows and Anderson re-signing.
Yep.
If they could come up with a way to have Gallows and Anderson, AJ and Finn have a faction, whether it's the Balor Club, the Club, or just some other name they want to come up with.
The Rainbow Coalition. No,
that wouldn't work.
I'm sorry. No.
That, I don't think. Well, Finn might. You know, he did wear that shirt that day. But I just think they missed the boat. If you look back a couple of, about 2 years ago, and I can't remember the name of the event, but Bray Wyatt was supposed to wrestle against Finn Balor. That's when Bray came down with a viral illness, and he was not medically cleared. And at that time, Styles was on tour, and my brain is working, I think he was in South Africa on a tour, and they flew him in, and he flew like 36 straight hours on a plane to make that event. And he came out, and he took on Finn Balor. And I think a lot of people called that the match of the year. I think it was 2 years ago because those two workers worked so well with each other. The real wrestling fans knew the historic significance of it with the Bullet Club. It was one of the great moments. And I thought right then and there, they're missing the boat and not getting these guys back together to form a faction. I was devastated when it didn't happen.
Well, I can understand why, because, I mean, it's just, it's hard to see these wrestlers go through what they're going through now. And it's hard for, heck, it's hard for us fans to sit there and for 3 hours on TV watching the same matches that wouldn't, you want to see the dream matches. You want to see AJ versus, you know, Finn Balor, this time for the Universal Championship or for the Intercontinental title. Now it's Shinsuke Nakamura that wants to go after the Intercontinental title.
Right.
You've got all this talent, and you're just wasting it.
Yeah.
Because I have the money. I cut the checks, and you do as I say. Okay. Well.
And then when they started this wild card thing, that has never made sense at all. Who decides who gets the wild card? That could be such a great storyline in itself. Mm-hmm. They could have a committee hearing these people saying, I want this, and you're going to give me this, and then they're going to go, no, or yes. They could use other wrestlers involved. They could get the, but they're always having the same people on the wild card.
Yep.
And it makes no sense because there's, they came up with this big, brilliant idea, but there was no storyline with it. So it bombed.
Controversy creates cash. And
stupidity means lower ratings.
Yes. And, I mean, old storylines never die.
Mm-hmm.
They never do. They always, they'll go away for a little bit, but they can always be rehashed.
Exactly.
I mean, Honky Tonk said it best. When you do the concession stand so many times, it gets old.
Right.
And you can't go back there anymore because everyone's done it and everyone knows what's fixing to happen. But it's the other storylines that can be rehashed, that can, people can believe. WWE doesn't have them anymore. We don't know where they're going. And it's just, all it is we just sit there and we scratch our heads. And we could come up with storylines right off the bat. You, me, Zane, RJ, we could come up with all kinds of storylines. But are they put an ad in the paper somewhere for them? I mean, I think we could get a job.
I know on their website, they will. There's a place on there that says, do not submit storylines to us. You know, because I was trying to get a couple of interviews, and I was going through their website, and it said, do not submit storylines. And I imagine people have, and then maybe they'll use them, and there's been some lawsuits involved. And but anyway. But, Chris, it has been always a pleasure to talk to you on Turnbuckle Trash and Chris on the
Mat. Love it every minute of it.
Yeah. So we've got the next big pay-per-view coming up in Philadelphia, Extreme Rules, which I really hope they'll use Extreme Rules this time. Every match should have some sort of stipulation with it. Then on August the 31st in Chicago, you've got All Out. That is All Elite's next pay-per-view. And then this weekend, they're also going to have their event on the Bleacher Report. There's a lot of stuff going on in professional wrestling. I love what's going on in ROH right now with the last real man in professional wrestling, Silas Young. It's just incredible storytelling. It's comedy, but it's also, you know, one of those things you go, yeah, right. But anyway, there's just a lot of good stuff going on. Anything else you want to talk about?
Not really. I mean, we've had some people that have passed away that are been in the hospital. Was it Bobby Fulton?
Yeah.
Or was it Bobby
Eaton. Heart,
Bobby Eaton.
Yeah, yes, beautiful Bobby Eaton.
Beautiful Bobby Eaton with a heart failure. We've had a lot of wrestlers to be injured, a lot of people to be hurt. I mean, guys and gals, we all know that this is real. These people do this for a living, and the people that say that wrestling is fake, don't say that. If Roddy Piper was alive today, he'd probably hit you over the head with a chair and say, was that real?
Mm-hmm.
So That's all I got to say for today, and I have loved it every minute of it. Thank you very much for letting me back on the podcast again.
And coming up next, we go to Tampa, Florida. We'll talk to Cody Manning, a fan and also big into sports. We'll talk to him next.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at wpfpod@gmail.com. Again, that's wpfpod@gmail.com.